This is program number LW2671. Security. What in the world is security? I guess that it has as many definitions as there are people who describe it, security. It's kind of like happiness. It's difficult to describe. One thing is for sure, though, you can know when you don't have it. And it is, I suppose, one of the very few things that, you know, we all have in common. We want security. Hi. This is Larry West. I'm wondering, really, how many there are of us looking for real security, that is, who think that it can be found in things like, well, like money. Money. On the list of those things that would give us security these days, I'd venture to say that the average fellow has placed money close to or even at the top. Social security doesn't help us to be kind to each other. It doesn't give us the security of love or acceptance. Social security helps us to buy things. Not much, but it does help. It's the signed check. It's money that we think will make us secure. Now, having money isn't wrong. In fact, it helps us out quite a bit. Owning things doesn't hurt us. It's when our things begin to own us, really, that we get into trouble. It's when we think that we can buy things to get security. That's when we find ourselves still disappointed. Money. Believe it or not, money can actually bring more insecurity. It can. Max Leach, a professional counselor based upon his own experiences and research, says that the man who chases money gets both the money and the ulcers. He says that when he gets the money, he is hardly ever content with what he has, but he wants that much more. And I guess it's John D. Rockefeller Sr. who is the perfect illustration of that. As a young man, John D. was as strong and husky as any farmer. When he entered business, he drove himself harder than any slave was ever driven by the whip of a taskmaster. At the early age of 33, he had made his first $1 million. By concentrating every waking moment to his work, he controlled, at 43, the biggest business in the world. When he was 53, he was the richest man on earth and the world's only billionaire. But for it, he had bartered his own happiness and health. He'd developed a condition in which not only the hair of his head dropped off, but also most of the hair from the eyelashes and eyebrows. One of his biographers said that he looked like a mummy. His weekly income was $1 million, but his digestion was so bad that he could eat only crackers and milk. Like Scrooge, John D. was as solitary as an oyster. He once confessed that he had wanted to be loved, but he never understood that people love only those who give affection. Lacking in consideration for others, he had often crushed the helpless into the mire of his lust to make bigger profits. So hated was he in the oil fields of Pennsylvania that the men whom he had pauperized hanged him in effigy, and he had bodyguards day and night. The mass of wealth he had accumulated gave him neither peace nor happiness. In fact, as he sought to protect his wealth and to control it, he discovered that he was being smothered by it. He couldn't sleep. He enjoyed nothing. Wealth does not necessarily ensure security. In fact, it can make a fellow insecure. And if he'd just get rid of it sometimes, he'd be a whole lot happier. What I'm saying is, security is not found in the places that so many of us think it can be found. Security, real security, is sometimes in giving instead of getting. That's the very emphasis of the Bible. You see, Jesus Christ is known for what he gave, not for what he got. He is the greatest gift God ever gave to man. And even in his giving of himself, he comes back and he says that you and I are to learn the same thing from him. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's free. It's called For God So Loved You. It's interesting. It's colorful. It's easy. It's Bible. For God So Loved You. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.